And hello, and you're live on Psychic Gone. And hello, you're live on Psychic Gone Wild. I hope you're ready to go wild because we are. Tonight there's going to be a large group and a large fun of the Hollywood Psychic Squares you guys have asked for, and they're here. We've got six lineup, very professional people, very fun people to ask those questions of for your psychic work. Those of you calling in, remember, it's 516-453-6081 for your psychic fun. 516-453-6081 for some psychic fun. We have a lot of emails and individuals writing, and that end site for you to get those free prizes and to be able to contact us here is psychicjethro.com. Those of you know me, I'm a born with a gift psychic who at the young age had a near-death experience and a drowning and was able to be revived and brought back. So I'm here helping you with your questions. I would love to thank a few people as we're going through here, and it's to start out with our wonderful people. We have Intuitive Carol tonight. She's a very strong, positive individual, and you'll be meeting her in a few minutes. I want to thank Jen, our very strong psychic. Those of you know our Scorpio psychic who's been on before, and you guys have a lot of fun with the fact that Jen holds no bars. Speaking of no holding no bars, we also have Ann on tonight. You've asked for, requested her. She's back here, and she's a very gifted psychic here in California. And our sweet, dear Debbie, those of you who love the show that she did with the angel work, you requested it, and Debbie's back as a Hollywood Square. We will be doing those of you who know who played this. What happens is you get to have put with your psychic from the Hollywood Square. You ask your questions, they work with you, and individuals get to win prizes such as necklaces, free readings, and psychic class, and Friday night psychic circles. So you win in the fact that you and the psychic, you're able to go with them, and you ask your question. Due to limited time tonight, this is only an hour show, we are asking you to be specific and to really go with your question. For just to have a quick reading, you want to have something in mind. I want to ask about love, or I need to ask about relationship. I would like to ask about a person from the other side. Those are what we can help you with tonight with the show due to the time. And we love all of you who do have just that general. The general will be generally that we can help you, and we will get pieces of what's going. So you want to really go into that to get that psychic to go. And then what's excellent for you is you get that time with your psychic, and that psychic gets to help other people. I also have Axel. Axel's here tonight. Those of you know Axel, our phenomenal reading, who was here last week with you and doing her and energies and different vibrations, being with things that sometimes people are not wanting to say but will say, and she will say it tonight live on the air. We have also the phenomenal healing and double master of Reiki and psychic intuitive Carl. So those of you, get ready. I got a lot of you typing in, and as you're starting to write to me, remember the best way to contact us is that website or call the 516-453-6081. We're going to start out with opening this phone up and find out how these fun people are tonight as they're sitting there waiting to begin this really fun night. Here we go. We've got Carol. Carol, how are you doing tonight?
Well, hi there. Good evening. I think we're talking across to people across the United States. Is that correct?
You're correct, Carol. I got Carol roped into this at the last minute. I caught her as a psychic spy and brought her right in because she's really gifted. How are you, Carol?
I'm doing good. A little bit about myself. I have had, you know, experiences and gifts since I was little. Most of the time, before I was ready to embrace it, I was scared to death of seeing things standing next to my bed, things moving, things in the bedroom, you know, seeing people next to the bed, you know, having conversations with people that have passed, just the whole experience. And it wasn't until recently that I really started to accept it. And it's just been a great adventure. So thank you for having me.
Welcome. And those of you tuning in, it's going to get a little wilder. We also have tonight with us the phenomenal, the wild one, and you like to call her the girl that likes bad boys, as we've been teasing, Anne, our top really intense one of our psychics. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Jethro. How about you?
I'm just a little apprehensive that with all this power, what are you going to do? Are you going to blow up a circuit tonight, or what magic are you going to do to us?
No, I'm going to try to be a very good girl and, you know, keep it, let's say on the gentle side. I'll try to do that tonight. How's that?
I love it. Enze Blonde, right? Am I saying it right? We've had a lot of people asking you there. How do we pronounce your last name, Anne?
Sablon. sublime.
There we go. We got a little bit of fannery right now. I don't care what her last name is. She's the best. So we're going to do it that way. Okay, we love it. And we're going to be bringing in a gentleman here now, Carl. Carl, how are you doing tonight? And this is a phenomenal psychic that's on the East Coast, very intuitive, double Reiki master. How are you, Carl?
I'm wonderful. And you?
Great. Are you feeling this energy? Are you ready for this? Tonight we're going to be doing soul.
I'll tell you, I've been feeling energy all day. I think there's a shift going on with me. For those who care, I'm from a little town in Virginia called Casanova. I started getting into this quite a few years ago when my house was built, and it's on a Civil War battleground, and had to deal with a lot of ghosts for a while. And so I decided now was the time to get closer to the other side, and that's what I've been doing. And then in the last 5 or 6 years, I've really gone into the healing end of things with I'm a Reiki master, a Psyche master, integrated energy therapy practitioner, and a Ho'oponopono practitioner. That's it in a nutshell.
Very cool. Love it, Carl, and welcome. And thank you once again for coming back. You're just one of our really fun, excellent man with an ability helping others. Welcome. We've got
glad to
grab
here.
That phone. We got you guys got them right. And I got people yelling, where is she? She's right here, and she's also ready to go and rev up again. We're talking a little bit of a couple of years since she's been on, and that's the wild, phenomenal Jen. Jen, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Jethro?
I'm just happy, and I got you. I'm so glad to have all your friends and people here in support. We've got a lot of people, and you guys hang on to that phones. We're going to be picking them up here. Jen, they've got a question for you on – you were on the show before, and we knew you were a Scorpio, but you didn't – did you tell us how you got your ability? Were you a person that passed from the other side, or were you a person that was born with this gift? Curious and want to know in Nebraska.
I was born with it. It runs in the family.
Excellent.
So we're
oh my gosh.
All gifted kids. To different degrees, and we're very in sync.
I love it, Jen. And are you ready to have those questions tonight for the love relationship?
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Very good. And you guys are going. And we've got our delightful girl who's a little shy. No, she's not shy. She's our wonderful Debbie. Debbie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Jennifer. How about yourself?
Excellent. I heard the guides tell me that you were tonight going to be really intense, that me and Anne had to watch you like a hawk.
Okay.
Okay, I'd tease it. You know, and I love you guys. Now, this was, you were on the show, and a lot of individuals were talking about the fact of you being, we talked a little bit that you are married and have a relationship. I have a question here for you. I asked the night when we got in, and unfortunately you guys were so busy I didn't get in. I would like to know from Debbie, does her husband sometimes object to being psychic, or is he okay with it?
My husband does not have a problem with what I do, although he doesn't understand a lot of what I do, being, you know, mostly with my angel card readings and some of the things I say and do, whatever. But, you know, he just goes along with it. He supports me in anything I do. So that's one of the wonderful things about him, is I do some of these things that, you know, a lot of people think are woo-woo, but, you know, he's right there with me and he supports me. So that's why I love him, and it's great.
And I love that. And welcome, Debbie, and let's get ready. Now, you guys have got all of them together, so we're going to take it to the phones now for those of you waiting. And remember, you can get in at psychicjethro.com if you're not able to get in, or you have a – I had a friend tease me that they said the phone made him nervous. You can write us, but I do need a picture or something to read your aura. But if you're asking a question of something of a psychic, we can read it over the air. I had a person to ask yesterday a very good question, and I'd like to go through it just real quick here, that is listening in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You had wrote a question to me wanting to know, what does it feel like to be a real psychic? I would really put to you that it feels very intense. It feels like you have extra emotions. You feel stronger energies. You feel things and sense things. So it's a little different than when I had not been so tuned in. I can tell you that the excellent thing is you know each other. You will feel a vibration. And there are times that you will to explain, but usually as the time goes and the energy is, you can feel why you're feeling it, whether it's a person close to you, whether it's the room, it will pinpoint. That's what it is, and I can tell you it's a really good thing. You had asked if your son should work with the abilities that he has, and I tell you very much. I am that person that has believed in my whole life of teaching. I came from a time when this was only believed to be people that were born with it. You had to have the gift, and it was something that was not shared with others. And I came, in a really grateful thing, if you've read my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, into three teachers. I feel so graced that came and helped me and worked with it that were gifted and able to teach me how to tone it down, work with it, and do it. It is something you want to have someone teach you protections and learning how to turn it on, turn it off. You want to have that life. I remember we joke of one of the friends now, and she's on the other side, but she was one of my teachers who did not get to have a relationship and other things. And you've heard tonight all the psychics. So we've come a long way, baby, because we used to be the person that people were nervous. I remember them teasing me as a kid, you know, don't bring Jethro to the party because he's going to tell stuff about people. And I didn't intend to, but I didn't have a filter as much as I learned to turn it off where it just didn't blurt out. So there you go, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I'm having a little trouble with wording, so bear with me. It's called Jethro's Real Happy and Excited to have all these people here with us, and it's fun. We're going to open those phone lines up for those of you that are ready to go wild. We have our first caller in, 631. You're on the fun. How are you doing, 631?
I'm doing great. I'm Suzanne. I just wanted to ask when you see my significant other or boyfriend coming in.
Okay, and I'm going to turn that over to, with the energies we've got, with Ann. And this is Suzanne, and thank you for calling in. And bear with me, we're having a little trouble with the technical, so just hang on if something goes with it, Suzanne. And Ann,
sure.
How are you tonight?
Hi, Suzanne. This is Ann. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Can you hear me all right? I'm having my own technical difficulties.
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you.
Okay, great. And you were wondering when you were going to get your special someone into your life?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I'm sensing, let me see. Are you near a military town of sorts?
No.
Near? Okay, well,
no.
Maybe I'm just seeing some kind of uniform, but I'm feeling that there's a gentleman, let's see, some kind of uniform, and that he's coming in, I think, within, I believe, about 6 months, because I see him, like, working, having to finish a job or something before he can be free to, let's say, play time. It's like right now it's all work and no play for this guy, so you're not going to have him cross your path anytime real soon. But if you do, nothing's going to click yet because he's got to finish the job, whatever that might be. But it has something to do with the uniform, too. That's what I think. How's that sound? I hope you like my new uniform.
Wish I didn't have to wait 6 months.
Well, of course, but you know, all good things come to those who wait, right?
Okay.
Yeah, but just, you know, put your intentions out there, too, and say positive affirmations every day that you are deserving of a good, solid, and loving relationship. And say that every day, too, and it may come to fruition even sooner. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling, Suzanne.
Thank
okay,
you, Suzanne.
Well,
and definitely go to psychicjethro.com for your prize. You will get a free necklace in the mail. We'll send it to you. Keep it confidential. But we need your snail mail because we can't. We can read things, but we can't get that. So if we send that to you, and thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. We're so glad you called in, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Those of you tuning in, this is really one of those times you want to get a hold of the phones. We've got it going up the map, and we got more people writing in. I have to ask one of your psychics a question here about animals, and what we drew is we drew Carol. So we've got Carol Cook here, our intuitive. I have a dog that has always been very gifted. But you've got to understand, my dog likes to talk to me. And I know that my friends tease me, but she has told me many a stories about things. She's always been correct. And the thing that really gets me is that I heard her tell me to call in tonight? Why is she wanting me to call Carol? Carol, why does she want me to talk to you? Okay. Carol?
Wow. Okay. What is the name of her person that's called in?
Brittany.
Wow. You know, I have two big giant Great Pyrenees myself, and I talk to them and they talk to me. They don't, you know, it's almost like children. Sometimes they don't want to do what you say, or they have a mind of their own. And for your dog to wish you to call in what he I'm feeling, and let me take a minute here to take a look. I am seeing a dog bed, and I'm seeing a dog bed that is somewhere not in a comfortable spot for the dog. I don't know if that is something that you can acknowledge, but when you're talking with your dog, ask them about the bed. Maybe it's uncomfortable, maybe it's not in the right location, but he will definitely share with you exactly what he's trying to express. And I believe it is the bed. So
thank you, Carol, and thank you. And Brittany, you know, you have, as one of our emailers at thepsychicshelter.com, you will be winning yourself an agate necklace. And we welcome the fact of, you know, calling in and talking to us sometime at the 516-453-6081. And thank you so much. And thank you, Carol. You got me. That was so impressive. And I forgot about Thelma and Louise. Those are her dogs, and they're beautiful dogs. You just got the psychic here. So now the host is a little bit going. We're going to go right on. We've got one here writing in. My name is Alan, and I would like to talk with Jen. I had called in before and actually got a few minutes with another psychic on your show, and I love it. I feel that Jen can answer this for me. You see, my situation is that I am dating two intuitive women at the same time. I have told both of them that they are the only one. My concern is that I had just started dating the new one recently in the last 2 weeks. Are they ever going to pick this up, and what do you think a psychic woman's going to say about feeling that they're not the only one? Alan.
Oh, man. Run, Alan. They're going to know. They already suspect. It's all about the energy, man, because if you're, especially if you're with someone for a little while, they know, they could feel when you start to have, when the interest goes away a little bit. This won't be good for you, honey. You got there's. Oh God, this is so. Oh. Alan, one at a time, honey. One at a time. Decide where you want to be, and then be there. They already suspect. If they don't know for sure, they will soon. I could see though why you would like intuitive women. Because they could fish out your needs real easy. And it's kind of a magical thing. It feels really great and for sure. At least one of them knows for sure. I think it's the one that you were already with. You better hope they don't gang up on you, dude. Because she is pissed. Okay, you're going to have to come clean and make some choices. And you know what? Some people are into the having the open relationship thing. But these girls aren't them. So if that's what you want to do, if you want to hang out with more than one person, you need to suss out somebody who is open to that. And then you're going to be okay. But I'm almost 100% sure both of these girls are not those kind of girls. They're the one-on-one relationship kind of person. So, yeah. I would get out soon. Because if they,
thank you, Jen.
If they find each other, then it's going to be trouble for you.
And we thank you, Alan, for writing in. I mean, you got to give up as a cliffhanger. We've got a pool going on over here in the room in Facebook. will Alan be alive? Right now it's 3-1 that you probably aren't anymore. They wrote me, wanted to know last time, you wrote the email to me 8 days ago. They said, if you've been doing it this long, that may have been your last thing you ever wrote. You've got a lot of girls wondering if you're still alive, Alan. So please text them and let people know, because they're a little concerned. So Jen hit it on the head, and we thank you, Jen. And we will be sending you, I think we should send you a protection of some kind, but I've got an amethyst, and we'll send that to you, and let's hope that helps you with it. And please stay good. Don't be doing that to people. You know, we got 856. You're live tonight, and a psychic's gone wild. How are you doing tonight, 856? Okay, and I think we scared him. Is that Alan? Hello? Okay, we'll take that as that may be one of the girls. How about 812? What about you, 812? Would you like to have a reading on Psychic Sun Wombs?
Fine.
How are you?
Hello,
this is Jethro.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're wonderful. You are?
I'm Nicole.
Nicole, I'm so glad you called in. What is your subject about? Which one of these Hollywood squares are you feeling resonating with?
Well, I just applied for an apartment today, and I have to wait for them to do the criminal background check, and they said I have to call back Monday and see if everything went through. So do you guys feel like I'm going to get this apartment?
Oh, okay, and I'm going to grab our wonderful Debbie. Debbie, this is in the area. What do you feel with this on timing and area? What do you feel is going to happen here for Nicole? Is she going to get her apartment?
Well, let's see. What am I feeling is, yeah, in the near future, she'll be getting her apartment. So I think she'll be getting what she wants. That says in the near future. So hopefully that's not going to be too long down the road. Maybe next week or the following week, she should find out if she's got the apartment or not. Does that make sense?
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, because like I said, I just put my application today, and my aunt and I went to the place to drop it off, and the lady showed us what the apartment looked like. Me and my aunt liked it, and she's like, okay, well, it's going to take me this next X amount of days to process the application and get your background check and everything, and just now I have to kind of wait it out and see if I get approved.
I think you will get approved. That's the feeling I'm getting is, you know, from the angels is, yes, you're going to be approved, and in the near future, you're going to have a new apartment.
Cool. Thank you. That's great.
Nicole, don't forget to put in, you won a prize from us, and we'll be sending that necklace to you in the mail, snail mail. We have to send it to you, buddy, because it's a rock, but we will send you a necklace in the mail for playing Psychic's Gone Wild, Hollywood Squares.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you guys, and we've got a lot of it going. We're already up to the break time. I've had a lot of people asking me, what's the new number, 516-453-6081 for Psychic Fun. Those of you contacting in, I've got to tease you. Some of the pictures you're sending and stuff, you embarrassed me at my age. So, no, we don't read those, and what we do read is we read people that send in their really positive words, and that's what we got to do is get the picture of, you know, a mug shot of you so that we physically can see your aura. I thank you very much, Liz, but I am very engaged, and I feel very good with that. And here we are going right on with some other people we love to talk with. We've got an email here, and I should say that this email was written a couple of weeks back. I listened to the show, and I know that Axel had talked to me about it. I would like to understand a little more about what do I do with the astroing and the projections. I've had this going on around my house, and I have people I have been told many times that they astral project to me. Am I able to block them with the tinfoil? I know you spoke about it on the last show. Or should I just find someone to block them? What do I do, Axel?
Well, that's an excellent question. I think we're going to have to borrow some of Alan's ladies to do some of this blocking. No, I'm just kidding. So I think what you definitely need to do is, and I use sort of the analogy, you know, you think you're getting on an luxury airplane with like Kylie Jenner when you astral project, and you've got your champagne and your friends. But in reality, you're on your worst airplane and there's somebody like Linda Blair style hurling everywhere. Like you've got to be careful with this stuff. And my best bet to you for blocking is to ground yourself with holy things, with holy, you know, you have angels, you have crosses, you know, make it specific to your religion. If you're not Christian, I always say the Catholic Church is sort of like a go-to for sort of anything odd. They're sort of a platinum standard. Tinfoil hats, no. I think that's more for like if you have sort of a neuropathy on your feet or something, or if you really are having just an issue with electromagnetic. But for something that's straight from source, it could be you're coming in good, somebody else may be coming in good, but then he could get a few passengers on his ride in, and you may not want those passengers attaching themselves to you. So I would just definitely say, please just try to ground yourself with something holy.
Thank you, Axel. I mean, you've also won one here, and you call yourself the secret one. Well, the secret one, the secret's there. And thank you for your sending out. I will send that to New York City, and you've won yourself a necklace. We also give away, have you won again? And we're going to reach in, and I'm going to pull out Mary Shen. Mary Shen in New York, you've won again. So you'll be also receiving another necklace. I'm glad you enjoyed the amethyst. This time it'll be a surprise necklace. And we've got a little bit of a tally going on. I really love the show, Jethro. I'm really trying to get in. I don't understand what's happening, but every time I try to call in, I get a lot of static and things happening. Bear with it. It's times we're going in. We're here for you, and I love all of you guys. Thank you, the ones that are writing in there. I do the room, and in it we can't read in Facebook room at this time, but as you message, just call the phone, and we'll get to you. 509, you're fine. 509, you're ready to have a reading?
Yes, hello.
Hello, how you been?
Hello.
Hi.
Good. How are you?
Wonderful.
This is Mindy from Pasco, Washington, and I guess I have one burning question. It's kind of contingent upon everything in my life, and I'm wondering if anybody's picking up on anything to do with my kids and their father. I guess I just need to know if there's abuse, if there was abuse going on there, and if there was, I just need to know that.
All right, Cindy, I'm going to start with Carl, and we're going to spend a little time with you on this. I can feel your energy, and I apologize. This is a lot on you. Hang with us here. Carl, what do you feel about with Cindy? Do you feel this is going on?
I do and I don't. When you talk about abuse, I don't feel there's any physical abuse, but I do feel there might be some emotional abuse or mental abuse. I'm assuming this is a shared custody situation.
Well, sort of, yeah.
So I think there could be a little, you know, abuse in that aspect, in that, you know, not really trying to turn the kids against you or anything like that, but, you know, maybe trying to get some information out of them, you know, sort of like spying and, you know, possibly, you know, putting you down a little bit. But I don't feel anything about physical abuse.
No sexual abuse then?
No, I'm not picking that up, no.
And then let's get a lady in on it too, Carl. We're helping here. We're going to give her a little more time. We've got a little bit of phone jag, and I'll be able to get back the phones. How about you, Anne? Are you in agreement? Because we're feeling, I agree with Carl. I'm feeling both, and I'm not sure. We want to make sure here, Cindy. You get there. You know, this is a serious thing that was sad. How are you feeling, Anne? Are we correct on this? Are we?
I'm sorry. I just got emotional with this one. Just a second. Let me get my bearings here.
I'm sorry.
I kind of disagree with Carl, but I'm so hoping I'm wrong. And I think I'm more emotional because I happen to also be a domestic abuse counselor, certified counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing you can do is, first of all, listen to your gut, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever your gut tells you, don't mix it up with speculation, but listen to your gut. I think there's something, it may not be full on sexual abuse, but I think it's maybe more, what you call it, innuendo, or more just on the beginning stages of maybe all talk, I hope. The thing you should do is really talk to your kids. They're under 18, right? They're like maybe 10 and 12.
Yeah.
10 and 12, right?
They're 12 and, or no, they're 13 and 15.
Oh, 13. Okay, so I'm off a little bit. I didn't think they were very little, but at this age, too, it's, they may not talk to you. You have to talk to them in a non-threatening manner and let them know that you will not be angry, and you can't react in an angry manner if they tell you yes. You need to listen with compassion,
mm-hmm.
okay, and with patience, and then take the steps. There are national hotlines out there that you can call. All right. There's one specifically for children. Do you email at Jethro?
Have I emailed? No, this is no.
Okay. Well, okay. Look, it's a child network for sexual abuse. I can't remember what the, and then you can talk to them too, but I have a feeling that it's a little more serious than, what Carl and Jethro feel. I'm sorry to say that, but that's what I feel
like that too.
Okay, and don't go accusing anybody yet. Don't.
Ugh.
Okay, because that's not a psychic answer right there. That is a corporeal answer. All right, do not get your facts first, and then go to the people that you need to go to. And like I said, call
the
national hotline.
That's what I'm trying to find, is how do I get the facts? Because my kids' lips are sealed, and I just feel, I feel like they're, it's all in front of me, but nobody's looking at it, and they're diminishing.
Yeah,
and I'm being charged with false reporting because of it. And yeah.
Okay, talk to the national, look for the national hotline. There's one specifically for children. I'm sorry that I can't remember what it is. But
I can find it. I think I've talked to them before.
Keep talking to them because you don't. Okay. I'm sorry, I couldn't help you anymore.
I'm sorry to make you upset. I'm sorry.
No, that's our life. You know, we get, because we feel for you guys, no matter whether it's happy, sad, angry, mad, or really super silly. We're there all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, any emotion is fine. But I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you for calling.
I appreciate it, though.
Sure thing. Take care.
Thank you.
Good luck.
And blessings to you.
Good luck.
And good luck. And all of you that are listening, as we were talking here, this is the thing. We always encourage you to go, like Ann and I was saying, when we're sensing and we're feeling, you want to go to that professional. Take that time with that. And the thing that, for as a child advocate who worked against a coalition of violence and things like that, it is there, and we're here to help. You want to sit down with a person that has been skilled in that area to also work with some of the work. Feeling this and sensing this is something, there is something amiss there for you, ma'am. And I'm, you know, I feel like there's some other things happening into what's going. And I want to thank all of you that are calling in, making sure that you're getting in. I have a couple of you that are writing me now in the room, and I don't know, I can't find your area code. So I'm going to go ahead with you and try to go through it. If you're giving your error code in the room, I can pick up for some of you that are trying to get through. But we're just going to keep going down. We've had a lot of calls, so hang on. Don't get despair. We're there. I had a friend ask me a really good question to address here, and he's writing in from Facebook. I need to know from Jen what I'm supposed to do with my love and the fact that I have been intuitively in love with my neighbor for 6 weeks. She has been real nice to me. I keep playing music because I feel like if I play the right music, it will give her attention. Yesterday, for no apparent reason, she came over and cut up my lawn chair. I do feel that maybe she didn't like my music. Am I intuitively picking up the wrong thing? Why did she cut up my lawn chair, Jen? Hello, Jen?
I'm here. I've not heard of somebody cutting up somebody else's lawn chair.
Mark is his name.
I, um, Intuitian. So there's something about her energy that you're really digging, and that's nice. I'm concerned about the fact that she's cut up your lawn chair. I don't know that I would pursue that. I don't know that it has to do with the music that you're playing, really has anything to do with you. It seems like her own issue. Speaking from personal experience, sometimes we are drawn to the things that are not the best choice for ourselves. She's one of those. So you need to look within that you deserve better than someone who cuts your lawn chair. Because if it hasn't, you're not having conversation, you're not connecting in a positive way, that doesn't look like somebody who's going to treat you the way you deserve to be treated, for sure. I don't think I would pursue that with her.
Thank you, Jan, and we appreciate that, Mark, and you will get a necklace, and I would like to have you contact us here, like, you know, we can talk to you over the phone. We want to make sure Jen was correct in that. There's something to make sure who's cutting lawn chairs and who's in love with who, and I'm sorry about your music and your lawn chair. Well, you're going to be going here with a little bit of a different angle now with the phones, those of you calling in, so hang on. We'll be picking them up in a sec. We have a question for Carl about healing. This is a hard one for me to explain to someone. Please help me intuitively. I know that my mother was healed with Reiki. Now my sister wants me to prove it. I've been going over it and over it. My mother, you see, is in her 80s, and she had been very sick, and we were worried about her. My sister thinks that I'm giving my mother medications. My mother doesn't do any medication, but my mom is now up, happy, and she's talking about dating again. I don't see the problem with why my sister's upset. You see, I am a 35-year-old man, and I'm married and have a happy life. My mother had started her life later with me and my sister. My sister seems to think that I'm doing something. How can I prove to my sister that Reiki's real and I'm not giving my mom uppers? Well, Carl, how does he do it?
Well, when you have someone who's not, I assume Reiki has been performed on your mother, and I mean that should speak volumes right there. You can see the difference, and she can see the difference. But if you look at some of the studies and places where it's being accepted more, where I live, which is kind of in the country, even our hospital offers Reiki to patients. And the people doing it are volunteers. But some of the biggest hospitals in the country now, Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York, which is one of the top cancer centers in the world, offers Reiki to patients. They find that it really helps people that are undergoing chemotherapy with a lot of the symptoms, you know, the nausea and fatigue and everything. And so they're firm believers in it. You know, it's you don't want to think that this is something that, you know, someone's got a brain tumor and you're going to do Reiki and it's going to heal them. I mean, theoretically it could, but I wouldn't bet my life on it. But at the same time, what Reiki basically does is lets the body heal itself. Reiki is a good Reiki practitioner is sending energy into the body more so than the person is normally feeling, and it lets the body heal itself. When I perform Reiki on somebody, I don't want to know what they want or what it's for. You know, I let my hands guide me and just work on the whole body, and I get great results. I mean, people will call me back a week later and say they're feeling so much better, and you know. So there is scientific proof out there, and it's being, as I say, being used in major hospitals and things. So for someone who doesn't believe it, I'd direct them in that area.
love that. Very good. And thank you, Carl. And those of you tuning in, I've got a lot of you going. We're going to grab those phones. Hang on. I want to ask Carol a real quick one. Carol, they're wanting to know, we started out the show, and I heard this said, Carol is with her animals. Does she believe in the totem? Does she understand them? Jethro had sent me some work to do on Native American questions. I do believe in the totems. Does Carol believe that you have to have a canine totem to get along with dogs? If she had a feline totem, would she be able to get along with her dogs? What do you feel on that, Carol?
Well, just understanding that you have your totem, having a canine totem doesn't really change anything, but your feline totem would be able to relate to any animal. And that's my firm belief, whether it be a whale, emu, a zebra, a lion, they talk to all animals. And Jethro, you may want to chime in on this as well, having shamanic energy. But the feline totems should most definitely be able to enhance you to talk to dogs.
Very right. And I can tell you from the 30-some years that you had a very good question, and it's very good. And I want to tease you a little, Nettle. You always joke with me about why am I doing this work for these reasons. It's good to help. And Carol's correct. Animals will go with you as whatever your totem is as you work with it. You could have a mongoose totem and be able to sit down and work and do energy where a cobra won't bother you or feel that you're an enemy because you're working within that resonation. They can shift change. They can work. And Carol's very correct with that totem. We love that, Nettle. And you won yourself a beautiful necklace here. And you actually got a rose quartz. So thank you for calling in. We're going through the friends. We're having a good time. I hope you guys are here. We're going down the last. I've got a bunch of you writing me. But I got to tell you that we have so many callers, I have to take it in line. Fair is fair. You remember in school when they said, when you're standing in line, you're next? Well, that's the way we got to do this one. And that's what we're going to do next. We're going to grab 434. Do you want some more 434?
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. This is Jethro, and you are?
Khalil.
Well, welcome. You got in our show, and I thank you. You've been enjoying some of the stuff. These guys are really wild. They have no shame. They'll say it.
Yeah, I've been enjoying the show. I was wondering, I need to ask two questions, if that's okay, real fast.
Sure. No, you're fine. That's cool.
There was this officer named Officer Faden, because I live in Charlottesville, Virginia, with Charlottesville Police Department. And I was wondering if she was worried about my safety a lot when she dealt with me.
And this one here, we're going to go right with Axel. Axel, what are you feeling there with this?
She's not only worried about your safety, she's worried about you as a person. Like, she's a people person, if you will. So it wasn't that she had an issue with you per se. She just had an issue like, hey, I want to make sure you're safe. She was worried that you were in a safe space. Does that relate to you? Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, because, see, I was like, leaning on the car, and I was, like, sliding off of it. And I was told that, but I don't know if you know this, but as the officer – I was told that as the other officer was getting out, she pulled me off of her car so I wouldn't fall and hurt myself.
Yeah. I got a sense that she that there is definitely, not just the officer, but I mean, you definitely, I have a sense that you have angels around you. You've always had sort of a get saved at the last minute kind of thing. Is that about right?
Yeah. And I have to ask you another question. It may be trivial, but I'm fascinated with watches. And I was wondering if Officer Faden had a different watch when I first saw her than the last time I saw her, if she changed watches. And if, you know.
I don't know about the watch change. I know people sometimes have bands that change out. That's pretty standard with most watches now. So you can ladies like to match them up with their outfits. But I do like the fact that you noticed the watch, because I think it just means you're a regimented person and you like to account for your time. So So I think the watches is more of a, it's something that's hitting you like, hey, you've got so much time left on this planet, and you need to make sure that you're being safe, you're being around safe people, and that you have a safe path ahead of you.
Yeah. But that's what I was told when as the other officer was getting out the car, that's when she pulled me off the car.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. I mean, I sometimes, like, if it's hot out and you want to switch the van because it's sweaty. But the first impulse I got with the word watches, it was more about you, not her.
Okay. Well, I like that.
Yeah,
I'm fascinated with watches.
Good. I mean, you probably are really good, I'm thinking, with electronics or with putting things together, engineering.
Nope.
A little bit? I definitely think it's something you might want to look into. I think that you've got a mechanical mind.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. We welcome you, and thank you for being so patient. You've been on since the beginning of the show, and we love you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I already got a necklace, so I you can give it to somebody else.
Okay.
I appreciate it, though.
I will do. Thank you. We will do that, and welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Welcome.
Those of you tuning in, this is very nice. This gentleman just gave his gift away, so we're going to reach in here and pull out a name that's also win again. Kathy Stewart. Kathy Stewart in Florida. You won another necklace. These are winners. We've got two competing. New York and Florida is our states that have been winning the most. We've got to get some other individuals coming in. So go to PsycheJethro.com, put in for it, and make sure you really enjoy that really fun thing that you've been doing, and that is having the fun with Psyche's Gone Wild. We've got to go here a little bit, and a question. I'm going to start going down here and working with individuals as we're working on the phones. And you have been with this ability your whole life. How many times have you had other people worry about the fact that you were psychic or feel that maybe you being psychic could get them in trouble?
Well, first of all, you know, I grew up knowing I had something, but I didn't know what it was. So I actually got in trouble. I got put on restriction when I was younger. I got spanked with a belt back then, you know, because I wasn't believed. Nowadays, though, I've had a couple relationships, which is funny because when I asked them if they did, you know, if they were up to something, they go, how do you know? And so it kind of plays a little bit of havoc. So I have to be careful of what I think I feel and what I sense. And maybe sometimes I just don't bring it up. So it's a slippery slope sometimes. But if I think it's, you know, something that's going to be beneficial or keep someone out of danger, then I'll say something. But people still, my family doesn't, is not on board with what I do. So I don't even talk about it with them because they think I'm nuts, basically. So you just, you know, I got to play it by ear. You know, actually, one of my sisters thinks I'm evil. So
for your psychic ability? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and that and with my, because I'm also a Reiki master like Carl, and she thinks I'm channeling evil energy. But, you know, I said, where do you think my gifts came from? And that didn't fly. That didn't fly at all. But, you know, I know what I can do, and I know, you know, I'm believing in myself, so that's the important thing.
Thank you, Anna. We love you, and thank you for helping us and helping little Tana that you're going to be able to get a necklace, Tanya. And you are right. If you contact through there and stuff, if you email me something, I can send it, and Ann could talk to you later on a session and do some time with you that way. We're writing into all you people. I'm trying to get you guys that are messaging me, I love you, but I so you understand, I have 43,000 Facebook, 21,000 Skype. So if you go to the email and Skype in, we can get with you, but just having a little bit here, you're always just someone there. I want to really get to know you, and we're not going to share or sell it. All we're going to do is we're going to work with it so that you can get contact and when the next shows are, when we're having. I do an email once a month, but everybody will tease you. It's not long. It's basically, these are my Wednesday classes. Here's my Friday. Are you having a great time? Carl, we've got to go to you. They've got a really intense one here. Carl, when you were talking at the beginning of this, I really related to you. I am also a Carl. I live alone now. My wife has passed away 8 years ago. I do feel the love from her. You see, we had a very unique relationship, and we're very strong. And unfortunately, she went way too soon. My question to you, Carl, is do I try again, or should I just be happy that I knew love one time? I'm 59
years old. Oh, I can answer that well, because I've been in that same boat. No, definitely. Without even having to channel your wife, I know she wants you to be happy. She doesn't want you to be alone. And, you know, there's a whole world out there, and you can love again. You would be surprised, but definitely get out there and at least try. You know, don't lock yourself up. As I say, you know, your wife would want you to be happy. She doesn't want you to, you know, be living in, I don't want to use the word hermits, so to speak, but she doesn't want you to be not enjoying your life. So definitely, you definitely can learn to love again. And, you'd be surprised. And, you know, may not be the first person you meet, but when the time is right, you know, the universe is going to bring the right person into you. And, you know, you'll be happy with it. And just keep
Thank
in mind,
Paul.
Too, you know, the universe doesn't use clocks or anything. So, you know, it may not be right away, but, you know, in time, if it's meant to be, the universe is going to bring it to you.
Very good. And all of you tuning in, there's this Carl. That was very heartfelt and very, very true and emotional for all of us. We're all feeling it. And we love the fact that you guys are contacting the show. Make sure and go, Jen, I have a question for you as we're rolling along here. We're grabbing as much as we can. Hang on to the phones. We're going to try to slide a couple more through home base here before we run out the door on you. This is the hardest thing to talk about, and I need to talk to a psychic. You see, I am very, very gifted, and I know for a fact that something is going on with my brother. I have talked to him continually about the fact that I have seen him out wearing female items, and that these items are my items. You see, the problem is I just busted him red-handed because I put on my perfume all over it, and lo and behold, I wake up today and he has not only the smell of it, but my scarf has still not been found. I am in my 50s. I do think this is silly. My brother is living with me right now and has never been married. Do I say something to my brother about this wearing my clothes? Jen?
I'm here. I'm thinking.
What do you say to that one?
No. It's not like it's... How do I put it? So when you were, you know, reading her question, what my impression was sitting and hanging out with the brother and just being. My sister takes my clothes all the time. If my brother likes ladies' clothes, he would probably do the same thing. If it bothers you that he's using your clothes, say, you know, I haven't seen my scarf around. Have you seen it? It's just describe what you like about it. And if he connects with that, just say, oh, you like it too? And, you know, you can borrow it. Just let me know. It doesn't have to be a huge deal. If he's not talking about it, I don't know if he's hoping that nobody notices. Just love him. Just be there for him. If my brother was borrowing my clothes and I knew about it, I would try to find a way probably to say something. And it would be tough because you don't want to make that person you love feel any kind of take anything you say the wrong way, because there wouldn't be judgment, even if, you know, I love you, right? That kind of an angle, if you're going to have a discussion with you. You know I love you, every part of you, just the way you are. And I know that we're alike in a lot of ways. We have a lot of things in common. And if my scarf or whatever is something that we have in common that we like, we can share. But if I'm looking for that scarf and I need it to go out on Saturday night or something, you just got to let me know what's going on. And they're hiding, even hiding things from people that they love. They're a little sensitive. So it's just make sure that he knows that you love him and that there is no judgment. That color looks really great on you. I wish that scarf looked this good on me. Make sure he feels that love and it will be fine.
Thank you, Jen. And we're going to go, you guys, we're down to that point. I do want to let 347-463-307-73703-970-208-310 and the other phone numbers that have called that we want to thank you for calling in. We're going to be with it. But definitely stay tuned. We'll be back. We did an hour show and welcome all of you guys. Go to psychicjethro.com to get involved. Thank you, Carol Cook, Jen, Ann, Debbie, Axel, Carl, and wonderful Alan, because Alan, you got me. I would like you to contact us, and we're placing bets right now. There's a really 75 odds that you're probably not. The psychic girls in the psychic other room are saying they think that you're probably the body they found. They're really up the ante, and I just won a $200 pizza one if I can find you from my friend in North Carolina. We're going to find you, Carl Alan. We're going to find you, Alan, because now the pizza's involved. I love all you guys. I got to let you go. Any of you guys want to say goodbye? Let's just roll down here. Let's do it out with it. How about you, Carol? Anything you want to tell the audience that listening to you tonight that you've helped? Carol?
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Anything you want to say out the door? We got a minute left to tell everybody bye-bye. We'll see you next time. Something you want to say to everybody before we roll?
I just really enjoyed the experience and would look forward to joining again. So thank all of you.
Thank you. Love you, Carol. What about you, Jen? What do you want to tell everyone?
Can't wait to talk to you all again next time. It was fun.
Thank you. And Ann?
Thank you, Jethro. Thank you to your callers. Nice meeting you, Jen and Carol. And I'll be back anytime you want me, Jethro.
You're in trouble because you've been a popular one now, you and Jen. I got to watch you like a hawk. Love you, Jeffrey. Jebby, our little delightful girl, how about you?
I just want to say thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be on to, you know, spread angel love and just to tell everybody have a wonderful evening and, you know, stay happy.
Love you. And we're going to Axel. What about you?
I would like to say thank you for having me on as well and to thank all of the listeners for dialing in and for asking such intriguing questions.
And Carl?
Again, I thank you for having me on again, and I look forward to doing it again. I thank all the callers and emailers and basically just everybody live in love and light.
Carl said it the best. We love you. Remember, you guys, stay wild. It is the way to be. This is Psychic Jethro. I will see you at psychicjethro.com or in Facebook and on this radio show the next time we go wild. And thank you, all of my hosts and hostesses. You are the mostest and the best. And now I'm going to go get that pizza because, Alan, you're in trouble.